ABC Radio Australia.
In Solomon Islands, where residents of the capital Honiara have been ordered into a 36-hour lockdown following anti-government protests and looting. A prominent high school and factory was set on fire by looters overnight, but despite these incidents, much of the city has remained calm with a high police presence across the capital. Tensions came to a head yesterday when protesters calling for Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare to step down breached the parliamentary complex and set fire to a traditional leaf hut. Police were able to disperse the crowd using tear gas and rubber bullets and push them out of the city centre. Several buildings were stoned and a police station in a Honiara suburb was also set alight. The protesters are believed to be supporters of the Malaita provincial government, which has had a long-running rift with the Sogavare administration over its decision to switch diplomatic ties from Taiwan to China. Keeping an eye on events for us in Honiara, our man Evan Wasuka. Evan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Richard.
So tell us more about what the situation was like overnight and exactly how people are feeling today. Now they're facing a 36-hour lockdown.
That's right, Richard. I think everyone's just waking up to the fact that they have to spend the next day or so locked up at home, and just a disruption to lives. Kids can't go to school. So I think that's what people are getting their heads around this morning. I'm sure people are also thankful that there were no fatalities or major damage in the looting we saw yesterday and overnight. So last night we saw that there were a building was burnt, and it was a bit puzzling that a school was set on fire. That's different from what you've seen in the past. I'm sure people are trying to figure out what to do over the next day or so. But according to the Prime Minister, Manasseh Sogavare, the lockdown is aimed at preventing further rioting and gives investigators time to find out who are behind the riots and the protest. This is Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare speaking last night when he gave a national address about the lockdown.
Your government is in place and continues to lead our nation. I assure all the law-abiding citizens of our beloved country that the government's investigative arm is already at an advanced stage of tracking all the people that were behind today's events in Honiara. I assure you all that the people responsible for today's events, which led to the destruction of properties, will be taken to justice and they will face the full brunt of the law.
Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare there, Evan, and now the dust has settled. I mean, do you get the sense that the worst is over?
Well, that's the feeling everyone is starting to get this morning. The curfew overnight has really done its job. It's slowed things down. I mean, even yesterday in the evening before the curfew was announced, I was down in the eastern part of the city and there were still people, large groups milling around, and there was always the potential for things to escalate. The interesting thing about the lockdown is that it's actually being imposed as part of the COVID-19 emergency laws, which give the Prime Minister the ability to announce a lockdown if there's a COVID-19 outbreak. So there's been some questions raised on social media about whether this is the proper thing to do, if the law is being used properly. But then there's also other concerns that this lockdown came in so sudden that people have been caught without the ability to have collect food and be prepared on what to do over the next 2 days or so. Dr. Krantz from Angarau, he's a prominent political commentator. He's calling on the government to rethink this lockdown because people, especially mothers and children, probably don't have enough food with them to last the distance of the lockdown. And when the announcement came, it also caught people unaware. That included some students at the University of South Pacific, and the ABC spoke to one of them, Maverick Patrick Seda, and this is what he had to say.
We're stuck in our university campus, because of the lockdown. Some of us depressed, stressed, freaking out. We're not prepared for the lockdown, so, it will be a 36-hour lockdown. We were supposed to, go back to their homes, and because of the lockdown, we have to, because of the protest, we have to stuck in our university and, wait until Friday morning, and some of us fully stocked with food and other things.
So a reaction from the University of South Pacific, just one of the students caught up in this snap lockdown. I mean, what about the wider reaction to what's happened, Evan? What's been happening on the international front?
PNG Prime Minister James Marape, he's calling on Solomon Islanders to follow the rule of law, and he said he's spoken to the Prime Minister, Manasseh Sogavare. That's interesting that they had a conversation so soon after the incident happened. Otherwise, we haven't seen anything yet come from the wider community, international community. The ABC has heard that DFAT is the Department of Foreign Affairs, the Australian government, is on standby waiting for a request of assistance from the Solomons. That hasn't yet happened, so we'll see how that things play out in the coming day.
And I guess inevitably the geopolitical situation may crop up, linked to what's happened here. I mean, is the China-Taiwan debate and Malaita's attitude to Solomon's shift to China in any way responsible for what's happened?
Well, I think partly is probably the answer to that question, Richard, because this whole situation between the Malaita provincial government and the national government has been about the switchover from Taiwan, from Taiwan to China, and that's been part of the rift between the two groups. And the original protests yesterday were based from Malaitan province, people coming over to march and to demand that Sogavare step down. But then things went out of hand, and we've seen, as we've seen in the past, incidents, opportunists come in and looting happen. So some part of it was stemmed from that situation between the national government and the provincial government.
Evan, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for that update after 24 hours or so of serious disturbances, really, in the capital, Solomon Islands, at Honiara, and they're now into a 36-hour lockdown to try and maintain the current state of calm. We will, of course, keep you posted here on Pacific Beat.